As always, your morning dump by the air, brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. It's easy, you dummy.
Pump it up.
Yeah, pump it. Yeah, pump it. Yeah. So if you were a parent or a kid in the 90s, you certainly could not escape. I love you. You love me. We're a happy. Dear God, make it stop. That's right. Barney, the purple dinosaur. You know that. Well, here's the
big
thing.
Big purple dinosaur.
That big, stupid purple dinosaur. Peacock, the streaming service, is coming out with a three-part docuseries to talk about the rise and fall of Barney, the big purple dinosaur.
You need three parts to do the...
Well, Hunter, I'm actually very intrigued because we all know. I mean, you couldn't escape it. It was everywhere. But then, like, just swiftly as it came in, it soon became hated by children, by adults, by everyone. And then it was gone.
Yeah, it did the old switcheroo for sure, man. Kind of like Bozo. You know, same thing happened to Bozo.
Yeah
it's kind of scary being a children's icon back in the day. At any given moment, drop of a dime, you could be hated.
Just
like
hated.
Boom.
And you know, all Barney wanted to do was teach kids about sharing and colors and science, but then everyone's like, you know what? F that effing dinosaur. Yeah. I hope he gets shot in an alley.
Woke up one day and all the kids wanted to choke him out for some reason.
Swear to God, if I see that dinosaur choking him out, end of story.
I think it was. I think Power Rangers came along, dude. Took all the biz.
Yeah, poor dinosaur. He's selling his body underneath a bridge just trying to make ends meet. this is going to be exclusive interviews, archive footage. Like, they're doing the whole shebang for
Who's the guy behind the mask? Does anybody know?
I think it was multiple people. I think it was a couple different. I think so. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. We're going to find out with this docuseries.
Right.
I'm definitely watching this. I am. Yeah. For sure. So whether you love him or hate him, Barney, still part of our culture right there. Lastly, how about this? This would be good. The next time you let one rip, you know, you get a big old ripper going, breathe it in.
I'm going to do anyway for some weird reason, but all right, well, for what? Why should I know?
According to a professor of nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle in Australia, smelling your own farts has its health benefits and can slow the effects of aging, lowering blood pressure, and protect your brain, apparently. That's all things. Yeah.
It's a trash study.
The next time this happens, breathe it in, buddy. Oh, it always goes down smooth.
Those are yours. Those aren't mine. I don't want... Stop. You stink, dude.
The only reason I'm doing this story is so I can use this app again. This is like twice this week I think I've gotten to use my fart app, and it's only Tuesday. It's amazing. I don't know the science behind this. It doesn't really get into it. It doesn't seem legit, but, you know, maybe there's something to it. If that is the case, though, Hunter, then you're going to live to like 1,000 years old. That's what I think is going to be.
Yeah, it's a fountain of youth over here, man, for sure.
However, Hunter, if you do hear this one, you're dying. All right, that's not
good. Booty hole check.
That's not good. That's not good. If this comes out of you, you need to go see a doctor immediately.
Need surgery.
Yes. That's it. You might as well get the casket. You're done. All right. So what do we got? We got F that purple dinosaur, and our farts are making us immortal. Perfect. Immortal farts.
Oh, weird morning dump.
All right. That is your morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.